Daily Honor Lesson number 15. We are going to discuss something that a lot of you are struggling with, and that is talking to normies. Now, the vast majority of people that you're going to meet in daily life are normies. People that, you know, aren't fighting the matrix or striving to become rich or powerful or sophisticated. They're just, you know, happy to exist. In a video game, they'd be NPCs, non-playable characters, just there to, you know, populate the village or wherever you're walking around in the video game. Now, in a video game, you know that you can't really take the NPCs seriously, right? You just have fun with it because they're part of the game. And in real life, for whatever reason, a lot of you forget about that. And you, because you take yourself very seriously, a stern and serious person, you know, you're trying to get rich and everyone should know that you're, you know, ambitious and all of that good stuff. And then an NPC talks to you and you actually take it all serious and you become, you know, agitated when they can't see that they should also not be NPCs or when they don't take you seriously and you make it into an issue. Now, in my SSSS lessons, if you haven't gone through those, I would definitely recommend you do to upgrade your social skills. But one of the things that I get to again and again is that I don't really believe in debating people and getting into discussions with these people, trying to get them to see your point of view. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. And if these people are open to seeing the light, well, they'll probably find it without you. Obviously, what I want you to do instead is to be a force for good. I want you to be remembered by people, even those you meet only once, as a friendly and courteous and polite person. That's what I'd like you to be. I'll give you a decent example. I was in Santorini recently, vacationing. I was at a wine tasting. And I was seated next to two women. They're both from Colorado in the United States. And we were talking and they brought up politics, obviously, as people do. And they started talking about immigration. And, you know, me being, you know, having fun, I said, man, yeah, that sounds like a real issue, getting all these people across your borders. I mean, yeah, how would you solve that? I mean, Maybe you should build like a wall or something, keep them out. And I said this with a massive grin on my face, obviously, because immediately they started smiling, and then they said, well, let's not talk about that man. And then they proceeded to talk about him for 5 minutes, about bad orange man, about Trump, because Trump came up with, you know, build the wall. And they understood that I was having fun. And they for 5 solid minutes, they told me all the reasons why Trump was basically Satan. And, you know, he should never have been born. Horrible human being. Failure and all of the good stuff. So, and then there was like a lull in the conversation. Because I was just listening to it. And then I was supposed to say something. Now, a lot of you would be tempted to say, yeah, no, I like Trump, or I just like the fact that, you know, he's a strong man, or maybe he didn't start any new wars, and all of that. You know, I could have said all of that stuff, that's fine, but it would have sort of turned the conversation into a spot that I didn't want to go to, right? I'm there to have fun, I'm vacationing, I'm talking to these two women. There's zero chance, none whatsoever, of them radically changing their opinion all of a sudden because some Dutch guy they come across in a restaurant said that, orange man is not so bad. That will never happen. Never. 1,000 years could go by and they will never change their mind. So instead, I did exactly the thing that I tell you guys to do. So yeah, you know, I don't really get into politics that much. Obviously, I'm Dutch, so I don't really follow along with the American politics. It's just, yeah, I saw that. You guys, it's very nice. You guys have the senior citizens, and you make them into your politicians. Like, I saw that everyone is like 70 and 80. I think that's a beautiful thing. That's, you know, you found a use for elderly people. That's great. And we all laughed, and they said, rightfully so, like the one thing that we can all agree on is that, you know, 80-plus-year-old people should probably not be in politics, which I agree on, by the way. So they were right. We agree on that. But I didn't get dragged into a conflict because I'm not there to get into a conflict, and it would have zero upside. Why would I do that? It wouldn't make any sense, would it? So instead, you can be playful, you can be relaxed, and you can play around with this and have fun. But the only way you can do that is by not taking everything so seriously, not being so stern all the time, and trying to project an image of you, the unflappable person. Have fun with it. Relax. These are NPCs. We don't really mind. We just don't want to get along with them. And it really makes a difference if you can get along with people. Trust me on this one. And this is an excellent way to get along with people. So stop arguing and start having some fun.